I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors.
Now we head up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Kyle Lansner, Conservation Officer, and well, the area lakes, are they a lot better yet from shore than they are out in the boats?
Yeah, shoreline continues to be the best, and even the guys that I see fishing the boats, they're hugging the shorelines still. Those walleye are still up shallow, and it just seems like shore fishing still seems to be a little bit better. So,
it seems like the water's pretty clear this year on a lot of lakes also.
Yep.
What do you think's faring better? Would it be pelican, compesco, or goose, or long?
They're all kind of giving up some fish. Compesca is nice and close to town. It's probably giving up the most. Downside is a lot of them are under that 15-inch mark. You got to catch a lot of fish before you get those over 15s. But guys are getting a few limits out there of 15-plus-inch fish, just not very many of them. So,
pretty much the same with, has goose been a little slower, tougher? Is the dock in at goose yet, do you know, Kyle?
I'm not sure if they've gotten the dock in there. I know the shore fishermen, it's been kind of hit and miss. The fish guys are getting their real nice, healthy fish. They're all in that 17-plus inches, but it's not quite as fast and furious as it is at some of the other lakes.
Pelican, a few keeper walleyes also?
Yep, a few guys are getting some walleye out on pelican there. The walleye that are getting caught, for the most part, are on the decent side. I mean, they're in that 18-plus inches, but they are getting a few in that 14 and less, so it's good to see that different age classes like that.
How about Long Lake or Stink Lake? Any fishing pressure?
Long Lake, a few guys are going out there, getting a few fish. That one's been real hit and miss. I've talked to guys that have been out there and done real well, and then I've talked to guys that have gone out there and haven't done so well.
Yeah. Dry Lake by Florence, I see the ramp needs to be straightened out and the dock end. Do you think that has occurred yet?
I know our guy's been getting around to it. If it hasn't, he will get there and get it fixed here.
Okay, well, Kyle Lansner, CEO out of the Watertown GF&P office, thank you. Now we travel up to Webster, South Dakota, Game, Fish, and Parks. Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist, and this time of the year you do your annual gill netting surveys. And have you started up on any lakes close to Watertown, Brian?
Yeah, this week we're currently working on Grass Lake by Florence. Amazingly, as shallow as that lake is, there's a really strong walleye population in there. We averaged 27.5 walleyes per gill net yesterday.
Wow.
Usually if we get above 5 per gill net, it's a pretty strong population. Most of these fish are between 16 and 19 inches, so they're real nice fish. There's a few bigger ones in there. But yeah, it's definitely a fishery that people should go give a try. Access, you know, it's still a little bit shallow there, but I think most boats will be able to get in. There's no dock there now, but we were able to float our boat off our trailer pretty easily yesterday when we were there. I think there's about 3 to 4 concrete planks in the water now, so it has come up a little bit, so it should be a little bit easier for people to get in.
Working on any other area lakes?
What we've been doing lately is, we've been doing a little bit of smallmouth bass electrofish, and that really hasn't worked out the best for us. The water's pretty clear, and really clear where we've been going. We had much luck catching any smallmouth at that foot of our electrofishing. But the other thing we've been doing is moving some white bass into some ponds around Watertown. So now, you know, in addition to the trout that are at 3rd Avenue, there's white bass there as well. Out at Redland, there's trout and white bass in the north pond. The south pond will have northern pike in it. McLaughlin Pond's going to have white bass in it as well as other pike. And the Kitty Pond below the Bramble Park Pond below the hospital has northern pike in it as well. So there's plenty of opportunities. Anybody wants to get out and try doing some fishing close to home, there should be plenty of fish to be caught in the area.
Yeah, that's neat in urban fisheries right here with a lot of choices. Day County, any lakes standing out?
Most of the activity has been on Wabay. Last weekend was free fishing weekend. We had a lot of people show up. good walleye bite as well. By far the best bite we've had in the area. A lot of those fish, you know, they're probably 14 to 18 inches that they're catching. They're nice, healthy looking fish. As far as the walleyes go and the white bass, they run about 12 inches or so, 13 maybe. Decent fish being caught up there. Bitter Lake's been a slow one. You know, our creel clerk over the weekend saw one boat, I think, that had a limit of fish. Other than that, it's been a pretty tough bite on bitter.
North Lakes, anything going? Lynn Lake or any other ones up there?
You know, I haven't heard any real strong reports off any of them. I think they're catching a few walleyes off Lynn, maybe a smallmouth bass as well. But overall, I haven't really heard of a strong bite there in the last week or so. I know a few weeks ago it was a pretty good bite. Enemy and Pickerel, just not hearing much activity on there. Blue Dog has a fair amount of boats on it. I just haven't heard if they're catching many. I know the guys fishing from shore in the evenings that are working for us, they've been fishing it pretty hard in the evenings, and they've been struggling to catch very many fish.
How about Opitz?
You know, I haven't heard too much off that. Typically this time of year, it's pretty good bite. A lot of guys fishing in waders offshore as well as on boats, so I would expect, you know, that bite to really pick up here shortly. There's a pretty high density of smaller walleyes in there. At least you'd be catching some fish.
Would buffalo, south buffalo for bluegills be maybe an equal to enemy swim if you want to go catch some of those?
Yeah, I would say south buffalo, Clear Lake, and enemy swim are all pretty similar as far as the size structure, and probably not. Enemy has probably a higher abundance of bluegills than those other two, but those are definitely our top three lakes for bluegills in the area.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of the Webster Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Now we head over to Hamlin County, their conservation officer, Dan Sternhagen, and Old Ponset and some other lakes in Hamlin County. Anything going on?
Right now, the best bite that we got going on is Lake Ponset. Guys seem to be doing fairly decent in the evenings along the shores. You know, that last hour of light. Guys out in the boats, you know, continue to struggle, and I don't know why that is. We have had quite the mayfly hatch, so I don't know if that'll have anything to do with this bite, but if you stick around the shorelines in late evenings, you should do pretty well. You know, like Albert, I have heard of a few guys pitching jigs along the shorelines again and doing fairly decent. But nothing tremendous. Not seeing the crowds like we're seeing over on Ponset. So,
are the boats just not finding the fish, or I suppose it's easy in the evening. You know they're going to be around the shorelines, but during the day, I wonder if they're just scattered.
Yeah, I think throughout the day they're probably just scattered. You know, for most of the guys that I talk to, it seems like they're coming back at like 6 o'clock and. And they struggle to find fish all day. And you know, with the way the bite is in the evening, there should be plenty of fish and be fairly easy to find, you would think. But you know, that's why they call it fishing and not catching.
Yeah, and you know, the last, when you could still drive on in the last couple of weeks of walking out, that was pretty much the same deal going on. You wanted about 15 minutes before sunset, and then the fish were biting all the way till you left.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any other lakes?
Not as of right now. Been up to Clear a couple of times. That bite continues to be fairly slow. Some guys are picking up an occasional walleye here and there, but still pretty slow. Nothing major up there.
And rainfall, probably everything's full, so this will just add to it?
Yep. I haven't checked my rain gauge lately, but with all the rain that we have had, I mean, we're at full and actually probably a little overfull, so the water is going to continue to flow. So,
well, Dan Sternhagen, CEO out of Hamlin County, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
And we'll look at some additional outdoor information. The State Park at Oakwood will have a kayak and canoe instruction and paddle. It'll be this Saturday. Swim beach at 2 o'clock and learn the basics of kayaking and canoeing. You'll have time and opportunity to try out the new skill for summer. For more information, You can call them at 627-5441. Don't forget about the 33rd Annual Dakota Sportsman Eric Wenge's Memorial Walleye Fishing Tournament. There is still openings. It'll be Saturday, June 9th, $150 a team, 80-team limit, over $12,000 in prizes. And there is entry forms right here in our entryway at the radio station. Otherwise, you can get a hold of Colton at 520-1474. And then after that, the Whelan Marine Angler Young Angler Fishing Tournament, Saturday, June 10th, $150 entry fee. Entry forms and information here at the radio station as well. And if you haven't heard, North Dakota's longest-standing fish record has fallen. The game department in Bismarck said angler Neil Lair hauled in a 15-pound, 13-ounce walleye from the Missouri River, and that was caught near Fox Island last Friday, and it broke the old record by 1 ounce. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstedt. Now we head out to the Whitlock Bay, area pro guide Chuck Krause. And Chuck, are a few walleyes biting in your area? And how about up north and even up to Pollock? How's that bite?
Well, they've started around here. Not a lot of fishing pressure here yet, but I do know of some guys that's been out and have caught, you know, a handful of fish. They're not jumping on the boat by any means. But the further north you go, the better. I know guys have been up in the Cask area, scratching a few fish up and through there, and then Mulbridge is even a little bit better, and then north of Mulbridge has been really, really good. We were up there on Sunday and did really good, and it didn't matter which side of the lake you fished on or what you use for bait. Guys are using crawlers already. We had minnows, and didn't matter if you jigged or used plain hook rigs or a prop blade or smiley blade, it didn't really matter. You caught fish just about every place you went.
What's the average size?
You know, we had fish probably as small as 14 inches, and we had fish right up to 20 inches. 19 and three quarters is our biggest, but a lot of 16, 17, 18 inch fish that very, very healthy. They're really in good shape, and everybody was catching fish. There was the fish cleaning station was jam-packed with people cleaning fish, and they're biting pretty much all over up there in that Pollock area.
Well, down to pier, and then is that main bite not by the bridges or where it usually is in the spring, but way down to the bend?
You know, I know West Bend's going really good, but I've been to pier off and on the last week or so, picking up supplies for rentals, and in my travels going by in front of the Stilling Basin there, there's usually a crowd of boats, and this year that just hasn't really happened. So I don't know what's going on below the dam there in Pier. I don't hear of any stories, and I don't see any boats. But further downstream at West Bend, I know they're doing real well down there. Of course, down there they got to be 15-inch,
yeah,
and catching a lot of, you know, 14.5, 14 three-quarters to... it sounds like the ratio is about 8 or 9 to 1.
Well, Chuck Krause out of the Whitlock Bay area west of Gettysburg, thank you. Well, now we head up to Millbank. Grant County Conservation Officer Jamie Peck Elder, and around the area in Big Stone Lake, how's the fishing been?
Fishing's been pretty good. For the most part, Big Stone is seeing more walleye activity, and it still seems that evening time frame's probably the best, as the water clarity is still quite clear. Dock fishing's getting pretty good in the evenings, and then there are some guys that are out pulling some spinners, pulling some plugs during the day too, now 10 plus foot of water that are picking up a few fish.
Anything up north on Traverse?
Traverse has been pretty good for walleye, pulling spinners and some plugs. The size quality is a little bit smaller. What people are catching, they're catching a lot of those 12 to 14-inch fish,
but
catching a lot of them.
And anything south out of Dual County?
Talked to a few anglers. I haven't been down there myself here recently, but talked to a few anglers that are that are down in that round bullhead complex, and they're picking up the occasional walleye. Nothing real fast and furious yet, but last year it was about this time when bullhead took off.
Yeah, and I think Alice is always good maybe for even a perch in the spring or summer and some walleyes. And then once in a while, Clear Lake over there by the city of Clear Lake, a lot of the locals will catch walleyes in the evening.
I would agree on that one.
Well, Jamie Peckelder up in Grant County, thanks for the information. Have a good one. Well, now we travel down to Lake Preston talking to Donna at the bait box. And first of all, Donna, in the south of you, Lake Thompson, how's the bite there?
You know, that's been kind of hot and cold, but there are some nice fish being caught down on the southwest, kind of south of Grunhagen's and north of the grade. We've got a little bit of walleye action.
Boat and shore down there?
Yeah, because the people in the boats are casting toward the Old Hem Grade, and the people on the grade are casting toward the boats.
Some things never change, huh?
Right. Never happy.
I did hear a couple days ago that maybe the walleye a good bite on Lake Henry.
That is very true. I've seen the fish with my own eyes. Folks are getting them over 20, as well as those in the teens, so the nice eaters. Several people are getting their limits of beautiful walleye out of Lake Henry.
And are your lakes up with all the snow this winter?
Yes, if anything good can come from the winter that wouldn't end, it's that we actually have a lot more water in our lakes, and we're glad to see that.
Are anybody from your area that you know heading to Ponset or the 81 ponds?
They have been. I have heard good things about some walleye out of 81 ponds. And then I've got, Albert has got a walleye bite.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ponset, I've got some guys, they were in the last couple nights cleaning some gorgeous big crappie out of the east side of Lake Ponset.
Wow. Well,
and they're getting walleye there too. So, I mean, they're very happy to be getting a couple different
species. Well, sure.
Pieces.
Well, Don.
Absolutely.
Good. Well, thank you, Don, at the bait box in Lake Preston. We'll talk to you again in the future.
Thank you very much.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.